I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a number of friends that are heroic figures in my life, and I find it awe-inspiring. I get the chills when I think about the input that I get from friends that are insanely committed to doing the right thing. It's a miracle, and I don't take it for granted. Ask any man or woman that I use on this show how much I appreciate, admire, and respect them. And Bob Garvin's one of those guys. He's a legend. He's insanely intelligent. He works his ass off. But more than anything else, he raises hell and does it to make a difference. I actually sent this email to some very powerful people in Pennsylvania that can make a difference as we try to get cameras in nursing homes, granny cams as we call them. And they were up crying, a couple of them. And it will get this done. We will get this done in the next 6 months. We will have granny cams in homes within a year. I promise you that. I sent this email from a woman who sent it to me and wanted me to know what happened to her and that a granny cam could have saved her from being raped. I had one of my boys, Bob Garvin, interview her, and I had to touch base with him today regarding that. Tough to hear that kind of stuff, isn't it, brother?
Well, tell these legislators, if they're not sure, give this lady a call. In 5 minutes, everything we're trying to accomplish. This is one of the worst ones I've ever talked to, and it actually revealed that there was two victims in this particular nursing home.
What, tell our listeners, because I read it, but tell our listeners what happened to this woman as you spoke to her, as you interviewed her.
This lady was in a nursing home for a long period of time due to injuries from a horrific car wreck. She's only 61, so let's not think that when we say elderly, we mean everybody's in their 90s.
Right on.
You can be in one of these homes and you're a stroke, you could be there at 20.
Right on.
But anyway, there was another resident in the home who came in and sexually assaulted this lady in her room at night. She claimed she reported it to the staff. They said they were going to notify authorities, and it took place two more times in that week. Only after another resident, there was an incident with the same person, they called the police directly. Our person couldn't because she's confined to bed.
Yeah.
The nursing home, she says, never, ever reported her initial attack, and so we had a second victim. She had to go for surgery, and to make a long story short, the facility retaliated against her and wouldn't let her come back to that one.
Wow.
She had to go to another facility who couldn't offer the same services. She spent a week that the home care had to come into an extended stay to take care of her.
What the hell did they do with the man who sexually assaulted her and someone else?
The police on the second incident arrested him at the facility. Other people on staff told our victim here, everybody knew about it. This guy had a record and everything else.
Hold on. He was on Megan's list. He's a Megan's Law offender.
This is correct. And like I said, have these politicians just talk to this lady and scratch out in Ohio's Esther Law right in Pennsylvania, and this is law. This was the perfect, horrible example of everything we're talking about. So what we were able to do for the lady, she's in that limbo stage. You know, we're into this for 3 years. This poor lady's only into a couple months.
Yeah.
Didn't know what's going on. She's with a good law firm, so you know, we don't give any legal advice.
Right.
I gave her the instructions of what she needed to do to get a good status, what police to call to find out where the criminal aspect is. And like I said, one of our team here on the dogs is a 45-year nurse practitioner. So she was on the phone with us. And we gave her some guidance on some helps that she would really help her to talk about this.
But hold on, man. This is what the hell we're talking about. This woman was raped in a friggin' nursing home, and no one gave a crap. Seriously.
All I could say, if there was a camera in there, our $12 camera,
right on, brother,
we would not have two victims with multiple assaults.
Right on.
And that's what took place. And the other thing, real quick, the response we're getting from people in these nursing homes coming forth and reporting this abuse, since we reported last week on Steve Zavala's initiative, is amazing. So much that yesterday I was at a federal hearing, administrative hearing, and we learned in the administrative from a defendant, they gave some information that appears to be a felony they committed that's in the hands of Steve's office already today, and they're working on it.
So one of the most powerful people in the state, Kim Ward, has extensive interest in this and was fascinated that these cameras are only $12, and some of them are as low as 12, Patrick, and some of them are $20. In fact, I said, Kim, we'll pay for the damn cameras. Let's just go. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
And it's very simple. These things are really easy to set up. And like you said, the cost, you can find them now for even $10 for a wireless camera.
Patrick, with Bob on the phone, talk about this petition.
Yeah, so I set up a petition on change.org. We've got it set up there now. It essentially explains what Esther's Law is. It's very similar to what was passed in Ohio. This is the same thing we want done here. It would protect patients, allowing them to put cameras in their own rooms. And it would keep the facilities from tampering with those cameras. Right now, there's nothing preventing them technically from interfering. At least there's nothing with any teeth that would stop them from messing with a camera in a room. Right? You can put them in a patient's room right now. They can do that. But the facilities are pushing back, and this would prevent them. They wouldn't be able to push back.
Bob, your take on the petition.
Very good. The more awareness, the better. That's the thing. We need the people to get the message out. And I think, you know, we've been doing, how many politicians have we talked to in the last year? How many state officials? And I really think people should acknowledge our district attorney, Steven Zavala, for really stepping up. He's accomplished more in the last week than, truthfully, all these other agencies combined with their promises have in 3 years now.
Hey, without being a jerk, I got to be honest about this. We interviewed Marla Brown for 6 months. And yes, can I tell you something? Kim Ward had never talked to her and had no idea about granny cams. And Kim Ward is the most powerful woman in Pennsylvania. Seriously. Just saying, Bob.
Well, that's why we've taken on this major approach from different angles. We've done the political part.
Hold on. Stop on. That's ridiculous, though, isn't it, brother?
It's just totally unacceptable.
Come on, Bob.
It's beyond everything.
Come on, man.
It's stupidity. But if we have a leader like Steve has stepped up, that's what we need. People need to. I don't know what more to say. This lady yesterday is the whole story of everything. Tell any one of these leaders we ever phone them, she'd be more than glad to talk to them. Give her a call, find out about her story. And there's no doubt in anybody's mind. That has any. We know where these people stand as politicians.
Hey, Bob, if that happens to your wife or my mother or my daughter or my wife or anyone, I want to burn that place down. They let that woman get raped.
The problem is you wouldn't know it. If a person's incapacitated, they're incapable of telling their story, and there's no camera there, and the staff are afraid of retaliation to lose their jobs. You will never know. That is the problem we're facing, that the camera eliminates that issue.
Right on. My brother. Thanks, my man.
Everybody have a good day. Please call your politicians.
We're in. Love the man. Love the man. He's amazing.
We'll be right back. What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Man, that story. I have been communicating with the woman who was raped in the nursing home, extensively trying to find justice for her. I know she's with a good law firm. It's Rob Pearson Associates, and I love Rob, but there's trouble with her suit in that the company declared bankruptcy, so they try and protect themselves financially. She's not chasing dollars and cents. She just wants the damn truth out there. It's just sickening, man. And I find it ignorant that we reach out to these politicians and they don't know what the hell a granny cam is and don't give a damn. Until their loved one's in there, man, and something happens. You know, we discussed this so much, it gets kind of old, but the truth is that the cameras protect them. It's very similar to what happened with the cops. There was all this pushback on body cams. Now the old school cops still hate them, but most cops can tell you right now, those cameras protect them from idiots who make up stuff about cops. And that's why we want these cameras in nursing homes. And it also would facilitate another set of eyes and ears, literally, for nursing home employees who are overwhelmed. We understand how hard you work. We understand how tough the job it is. We understand how much you don't get paid. We get all of it. This would be a tool to facilitate that, where you could see into every room and actually listen. Yet we get pushback every single day because these paranoid nursing homes owned by billion-dollar corporations who are afraid of the truth. And that is the truth. My friend Deborah, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marty. I was telling that gentleman that because of you discussing this subject, I recently was able to speak to Chief Justice Deborah Todd of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And she was quite receptive. Of course, she was talking about the HIPAA laws and everything. And I said, well, I guess people would have to agree to having the granny cams in their room. I'm not sure about how that works. But
they do.
She was quite receptive, and she said to me that she was going to look into it.
Okay. So in other words, you support the idea, too?
Oh, yeah. And I had a situation where my mother was... she fell 3 times in a nursing home and no one ever called us, and she ended up in the hospital. And when I walked in, I didn't even recognize her.
Oh.
However, my sister said that she didn't want to do anything about it. So I just agreed.
Wow. Why?
I think she was afraid that my mother had to stay there and perhaps more things would happen to her. I am not sure. I just decided that she was the one in charge of my mother, and I was not going to argue about
it. Yes, ma'am. I get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love you. That's my cousin. I want to grab her real quick. She has a riveting story about these cameras and the significance and how much they could mean. Look, it's not the be-all, end-all, but it's a tool, ma'am.
Yeah.
Cuz, how are you?
Hey, Marty. Good. I was really thankful that I caught you talking about this topic.
You would, I don't want to speak for you, but we're very close, and you would advocate for these cameras, would you not?
Yes, for so many reasons.
Tell us why, and using your husband as an example.
So Neil has been in a nursing home for, it'll be 8 years this August. He's in a chair. He doesn't talk. He hasn't talked for over 6 years. The first reason is years ago, there was a combative resident, and granted, that comes with the disease.
Sure.
But he punched Neil in the ear, and his ear was completely black and blue.
I remember.
He basically, well, that was one time, and then he did it again. And, you know, I was so mad because I felt like they didn't protect Neil, knowing that, like, that this guy had done that already. And again, I know it's a disease, but the second time was really bad. Neil ended up going and getting going to the ER because he was injured, you know.
And this is at Kane. This is at Kane, by the way, folks.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, normally, I mean, the people there, I love. Like, I love the staff. I think also, you know, the other reason I think it's really important is, one, like I said, he doesn't walk and he doesn't talk. And I don't know, like, they can't restrain him, which is good. But I don't know at night if he, like, what he does. Like, does he sleep?
Excellent.
Is he going to fall out of
bed?
Excellent
point.
They're almost like babies because, you know, and I can't be there all the time because I work, you know, I hang out with my mom. There's just other things, my kids. So I feel like that would just give me peace of mind.
And by the way, he has what we would describe as advanced dementia, or we would call it even CTE, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he has to be fed now and stuff like that. But I just feel like it would just give me, as the family member, kind of peace of mind. Like, another example. One day he did fall. And someone came in to check on him. Not that I would, like, watch the camera all the time, but
you could.
Someone came in to check on him, but he was already on the floor. He was laying on the floor.
And you can hear them. Come on, it's $12, Eileen.
Well, I have no idea.
Come on.
Okay, I have no idea how long he was laying there.
Right on.
Because, you know, again, I love the staff. Weekends, it's a lot of times not the regular people. And again, nothing there, but they're short staffed.
Sure they are.
And they're overworked. And there's a lot. So here's the other thing. There's a lot of other residents that have, like I was saying, behavioral issues.
Yes.
Well, they take a lot more time and energy from the staff.
They do.
And so someone like you who's never had behavioral issues and who now hasn't talked in 6 years, it's not, they might not do it on purpose, but they might just not have as much time for him.
Sure.
I guess I'll say
sure.
that. So, like, for me, it would just be good. I could see, you know, what's happening.
Eileen, I love you. Thanks, cuz. Appreciate you.
Hey, I shared that, so hopefully we'll get more signatures.
Thanks, my dear. We're in. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Love you.
He has not communicated with anyone in 6 years, her husband. Significant brain injury, probably from playing hockey. Probably. He was a hell of a man, too. And she's an amazing, friggin' heroic figure.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The show kind of rubs you raw sometimes, and I think it's important. I think that we have to expose ourselves for other people to understand themselves. And I think if we talk about our lives, it helps you to talk about your life. And I think in a therapeutic way, I mean, think about my cousin. Her husband was in his 50s when this started happening to him. He was a hell of a man. Still is. Very, very successful. Very successful software salesman. Beautiful family. Beautiful wife. They live a couple miles from us in Lebo. And he started kind of wandering. He would take like 6-hour walks, and he took his car to New York and thought it was stolen, but he just lost it. And he has been what could probably describe as a semi-vegetative state. He can't communicate with anyone for, did she say 8 years, Patrick? Eight, brother?
8 years.
We know her very well. She's one of our closest friends, and I knew him very well. And she's had to manage that with her 3 kids for 8 years. And this is all the damage of brain injuries, the CTE. He played hockey. He was one of the best hockey players in the country. Had eight goals in one game. They think that he had a serious level of concussions, and that led to this. And as Patrick knows, and as we've discussed, you can't really even determine if that's what he has until after they die. But that's in all likelihood. Mm. It's what happened to John Burnett, one of our favorite people in the world, KDK weatherman, college football. I grabbed one of the sports guys in the hall this morning and who played in the NFL, quite frankly, and asked him if he'd been hearing about his friends. And he said, yes, it's happening more and more. One of my closest friends, Ron Layton, has 2 PhDs. He has 2 master's degrees. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame and is so concerned about CTE and concussions. When we have dinner, he takes a baggie, I am not exaggerating, with at least 200 pills in it, handfuls of pills. It's horrible. And not for him. He's cool, but he's trying to be proactive. But for Eileen, she's lived with this. And her son's getting married, and he can't talk to dad. It's awful. She loves him to death. It's amazing. And I mentioned earlier in the show, and I was thinking about my boy, Norm, who's one of my close friends. What do you do when you find out someone has cancer, and in particular, a fatal cancer? And then Norm went through the same cancer that I had, HPV-related, went through the same treatments, and at the same time juggled 2 very successful businesses. And he's alive to tell about it, but he still struggles. And I wanted to grab him real quick. It is a war, isn't it, Norm?
It's the worst thing you can ever imagine. It just it changes everything. It changes your everything. Because, you know, I'm an Italian. I love food, and I have no taste buds.
Still, Norm, still.
You know, it's coming back. It's not like, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's nothing like a wife.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's just nothing like a wife. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I'm just now getting acquiring a taste for hamburgers again, which I love.
Yep.
And but it's I lost 68 pounds, Marty, and then amazing what it does to you. And I just never thought in a million years I'd go through it. But I had an earache, like you know, and I went in for an earache and walked out with cancer. So what are you supposed to do? I mean, who knows, right? Who knows?
And Norm, you mentioned something that scared me actually, because I went through this. My wife had to perform the Heimlich on me 3 times because I choked on meat. And you were telling me this morning that you choke all the time, right?
I choke all the time. I bread, a hamburger bun. Yep. It was almost, quite honestly, I could eat something and get it down my throat the best I can. It might take forever. And the next day, I'm still have some fragments of it coming back up, if that makes any sense.
It's true. Yeah.
So I don't think it completely digests. It's kind of like my mouth and my swallowing are not coordinated anymore. They don't work together. It's like I have to think about everything I do, and I got to chew, and then have to think about swallowing. It's just ridiculous, to tell you the truth.
It is, Norman. Norm is a badass, and Norm may be the most positive man I've ever met. But Norm, it beats you down, doesn't it, brother?
Well, it's the worst thing in the world. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And sometimes, to be honest with you, when you hear the word "you've got cancer," it scares the heck out of you naturally.
Yep.
But then I don't think people realize it. the treatments aren't that easy.
Huh.
I think the treatments might be worse than actually the cancer. Right. And I mean that. I know you have to do it to get cured, but the sitting in a chair with ports of fluids going in you for 4 hours at a time and knowing every day you've got to do it, I'm going to tell you something. It's just it's a whole new experience. And I'm going to say this. I heard you talk about your wife and stuff. It wasn't for my wife. I'm going to quit. I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to quit.
There are so
many days I woke up saying, I'm not going back to that clinic. I don't know when I'm going back to that clinic. And she just blew me in the butt and said, you're going back to that clinic. That's how I would have went.
Yeah.
If I was single or living by myself, there ain't no way I would have went. I'm just telling you now, it never happened. Never.
Yeah, so you have a whole nother perspective on life and death and survival, don't you, sir?
I sure do. And I'm thankful. I appreciate things more. I will tell you this. The doctors I had, and I mean, we don't give enough credit to doctors. I mean, you were always criticizing for things that don't work. But they were just amazing. My attitude, my thinking, my energy, the things that I always thought I had under control, I guess I didn't. But I am so much more better at things, focusing, paying attention to others. There's a lot of things that got corrected because of this disease. And I don't know how to explain it, but I'm just a different person when it comes to things that maybe I thought were important that really weren't important. How's that sound?
Let me say this about the choking and the coughing. You aspirate. So some of the food that you're eating actually goes into your lungs. And so that's what happens.
That's
you start
right
to choke. It's scary.
That's Lord. It right there.
Yep.
Yeah, it's there, right there, and I do it often. I mean, there's probably nothing I don't eat right now other than soup that I don't have trouble with.
It's true. Do you like chocolate, Norm?
I can eat chocolate. You know what? I noticed something to say. Out of all the taste I lost, I didn't lose my Sarah's chocolate taste.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Same. I never lost a taste for a peanut butter.
Well, not too, but I can do chocolate. And I still have that same craving for chocolate, and I have not lost that. That taste, and thank God, because I'm in that business, and I enjoy that. I enjoy that tremendously, but it worked out. But like a chocolate-covered pretzel, it's hard for me to eat it. It's hard for me that pretzel is hard for me to get down my throat.
And I don't think folks that have not been through the chemo and radiation understand this, and you sent me a text one day and said, I got to be honest, I won't go through this again. It's that bad.
I won't.
Right?
No, I won't. I'm telling you, I'm going to be 70 years old. If they call me and say, are you doing this again? I'm going to say, just tell me what day I'm dying. That's it.
It's that bad.
That's that bad. I won't do it again. There's no way. I won't.
Yeah.
I won't. That was the worst 35 days of my life. I'm better off being in that prison somewhere.
Yeah, it's that bad. Thanks, brother. I appreciate your honesty, my man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love him. He's one of the greatest men I've ever known. He's just a hell of a man. It goes back to my whole thing about the support you have. Without his wife, he would have quit, and I was the same way. You want to just quit and die and crawl in a hole. It's that difficult. Go ahead, man. What's up, Rich?
Marty, how you doing today?
Good, pal.
I want to tell you a story about my wife who died of breast cancer 13 years ago now. I want to tell you, my wife got cancer when she was 40, okay?
Wow.
The first time she got a mammogram, wow, they detected cancer. She had stage 4 for 17 years. She, wow, died at 57. My, wow, wife took every kind of experimental drug.
Wow.
She loved life. She lived life. And she knew that cancer would eventually take her out. She never complained about anything, even being married to me.
God.
You know, all men are pains in the butt.
Oh.
But Marty, my wife was a woman that, like, loved life so much that she just went on with life. Like, I told people that she had breast cancer. Nobody even knew that. She didn't tell anybody. I just say,
but hold on, hold on, because this is what I do recall about having the treatment. You're sick all the time. Was she sick all the time? Like, feeling sick?
Marty, I can tell you, first time she got the first time she got a treatment, it looked like they were putting tar in her veins. Now, we're going back many years ago.
Yeah.
And we couldn't even boil. My kids were like, you know, they were 9 and 10 years old. We used to have to go out because if I boiled water, she would throw up.
Uh-huh.
So, but my wife worked the entire time while she had cancer. She was a superintendent secretary at McKee Sports School District for nearly 30 years.
So she kept that attitude positive.
Marty, she was so positive. Sometimes when we'd go into the hospital and I would go with her for treatments, I would sometimes get upset for her because they would be poking needles before she got a port put in. And some of it, but she loved life so much, and she did so many wonderful things. She touched many people's hearts. And when my wife went shopping on a Saturday morning, she would take her 4 hours to go through this grocery store because, hey, how are you doing today, Lynn? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
She when she would be in a room, Marty, she would light up a room with her smile.
Well, that's why I get so angry when folks like that die, because you lose this bright light, man.
And Marty, I happen to be with a woman now. She lost her husband to several different things. I'm a little bit older than her. But the bottom line is, Marty, I married my wife when she was 18 years old. We were married nearly 50 years.
Wow.
Thanks,
and, my
man. You know, Marty, she was a beacon of light. A beacon of light.
It's so special. It's amazing. I love those stories. So much of its attitude, because you heard Norm, probably one of the 5 most positive men I've ever met. It was hell for him. It was hell. I want to mention something about social media that we have a lot of folks on social media. Some months we get 20, 25 million people. And we posted a video of a grown-ass man, not deranged, not mentally ill, grown-ass man pulling his pants down and urinating in a busy alleyway downtown. And I get this from you jagoffs. Where do you want him to go? Really, sir? Really? Where do you want him to go? In a bathroom, like every other friggin' adult in the world. I can't stand these idiots. Why, instead of shooting a tape and screaming at him, why don't you help him? Help him what? Learn how to act like a grown-ass man? Every single day we make choices. It's amazing how many times I've had to poop and didn't poop in the street. It's just amazing how I surprised myself. It's amazing how many times I've been in the car on the highway and had to urinate and didn't pull over and pee under a bridge on the turnpike. It's astounding. Oh, I didn't take a crap at the doorway of a restaurant where they have their food for people to pick up. Stop with these ignorant comments. Where is he supposed to go? In a bathroom, like an adult. Well, they don't let you go in restaurants downtown. Too bad. Buy a cup of tea, man. Grow up. This ignorant crap on social media, this annoys the hell out of me. There's a particular alleyway downtown where my friend works, and all of his people enter there, and all of their food enters there. And these morons are shooting up there and crapping there and urinating there. And he bitched about it, and he should. And all we get is blowback from idiots saying, How dare you call him out for urinating in public with his pants down? Really? Really? How about this? Act like an adult, not a dog. How about this? Make a choice to go to a friggin' bathroom like adults. Spare us this crap. Why don't you help him? Help him what? Help him what? We post the videos until they fix the problem, and that's the way it's going to be. Too bad if you don't like it.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.